Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I'm so happy that you've tuned in to listen to our show. And we're going to start off with, how about I Want a Beer?
Back to back.
To begin
go, back to back with some more tunes, spinning them right out. Introduce yourself and how you've been associated with Mystic for 30 plus years.
Yeah, I met Doug when I was went to Mystic Studios to record some of my stuff, and I met him and he liked me and he says, "Well, you know, maybe you can come work for me. I do promotion. I mean, I need promotion." I thought, well, I didn't even know what that was. I kind of did, but I didn't. He said, "I'll show you about it." And I with him, and that was, I think, 1982. And
oh, how funny! And I just played a song by the Red Pills titled 1982. That's so cool.
See, it's good. <isn't> it?
That is really and something. Well, we're waiting
really
for Doug. He hasn't come on yet.
Who?
We're waiting for Doug. He hasn't called in yet, but he's soon to join us shortly.
Okay. Good.
The name of your band that you recorded at Mystic?
Oh, I didn't record a band. I just recorded some of my own stuff. But it was just some stuff I did. I'm also a songwriter and stuff, so I was just working on some, you know, personal stuff. But it wasn't.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
Well, I was, you know, working with him for a long time, and we still, you know, talk all the time. We still do stuff together, and I'm really excited about what you guys are doing with the company now, because it's like, oh my God, it's like just as active as it was when I was there, because when I was there it was absolutely crazy. I used to I worked at a women's center, and I used to come in at night after I got off of work, and I would work with all kinds of bands and stuff, and it was kind of interesting how he actually decided to put me in that position. Would you like to know?
Yes, do tell.
Okay. Well, what happened was, you know, I had a job at a women's center where I was doing the janitor, the guy who worked the printing press, and I was also the guy who did their mass mailing. So Doug said, okay, well, here's the first thing I want you to do when I walked in the first day. He says, we haven't decided if we're going to keep you. Now, this was a voluntary position, basically. So I went in, and he had 100 sheets to put records in. He had 500 records. He had, you know, five different records. He told me, put these five records in each of these little mailers. Here's the promotional things you put inside. I want you to put the address sticker on and stamp our return address. And so he did, and I came to him about an hour and a half. And I said, okay. He said, okay, what? Out of something? I said, no. He said, what do you mean, okay? I said, well, I'm done.
That was fast. That's a really good time to put together 500
ADHD.
Records.
Yeah, I kind of got ADHD, so I like have to do everything really fast. And he checked it over. He said it was done very well, and it was very fast. And then he said, oh, well, you've got the job. He said, we gave these to some, you know, Mystic was always kind of run as a co-op, so he gave it to some like two or three different groups to do, and in 2 days, I think six of them, and I did 100 of them in an hour and a half. So he said, oh, you're
hired.
That's amazing. You can do this. Yeah.
That is really amazing. And we're still stuffing records and putting them out, and the bands are just coming to us with so much love and everything. It's really nice to keep everything going, you know. And when you guys were across the street when you were at Mystic Studio, I was across the street at the Café de Grand from 1982 mm-hmm. on, and I didn't start booking shows for a couple years, but it became my home away from home. And pretty soon, when I was booking the shows, the bands from Mystic Studio would come across the street for something to do because they'd be bored, and I'd say, what? El Repute, you're from Oxnard? Yeah, I'll put you up. I got a free time slot, you know. I would make a free time mm-hmm. slot, you know, because he was bringing the bands from all over, not just the state of California, but all over the United States. And if they stumbled into the cafe and hit me up, it's like, yeah, buddy, you're up. You know, I'll put you on next. You know, it was good. And yeah, we're still putting them up. I have two releases that were done last week with the original COA and a new band, Confused, from Texas. And then just Friday, I got up from Underexposure up, and they're a new band to Mystic. And, of course, we're putting together a new Slimy Valley album. It's titled Return to Slimy Valley, and a lot of the new bands are going to be featured with the old bands, and that's what Doug's promoting right now, is the old Mystic bands promoting the new Mystic bands.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. When I was, I worked mostly, I mean, I've always worked with Mystic over the years, but the time that I was really, really active was when Mystic was in Hollywood. And I remember it was just like, it was absolutely crazy over there. And I remember Cafe de Grand, because a lot of our bands, a lot of people I knew played there. I weren't Mystic band. They were all in there. I mean, that was the, you know, was the main place, that, especially for punk music. When you guys first started letting in punk music, nobody was letting in punk music. It just wasn't allowed on the strip. So you guys were like pioneers in that. I think all
Thank
that
you.
Area got mowed down and turned into a skyscraper or something now. So it's really a part of history.
I saw that, but you know, the Café de Grand has been completely remodeled. It's at 1600 Argyle Street still, on the corner of Argyle and Selma, right between Sunset Boulevard and Hollywood Boulevard, for those who don't know. And it was really great back then, because it's right in between the Palladium and the Palace. And I believe the Palladium and the Palace are still jumping, you know. I mean, they're really great venues. And being right in the middle there, you know, we just wanted to do something different, you know. When the Palladium was playing the Scorpions, we were putting on the Hot Chili Peppers or X and Social Distortion and the Mystic bands, you know, and we got a lot of heat from the police over the punk rock. And toward the end in 86, they tried to make us change it, and we refused. We stood strong, and I remember toward the end there, I'm not sure if it was 85 or 86, but I remember Axl Rose was just starting out. He wasn't Guns N' Roses yet, and the cops wanted something different.
Like, so guns.
I got him to come, and he didn't like it too much, and it wasn't the crowd was going crazy. They were jumping up on the stage, showing him how they want to sing and the music they want, you know. So it was kind of a disaster. So I told Michael Brennan, the owner, I'm not bringing in anybody but punk, and if they don't like it, oh well, you know. So we kept going, but then they figured a way to shut us down through the sales of alcohol. We got the second violation for, I don't know, some 20-year-old girl who took a drink off of somebody's beer that was sitting on the bar. We got our second violation for that, and she wasn't even served. I saw it happen, too. I saw this girl at the bar take a drink off, I think it was Don Bowles' beer, because Don Bowles was running sound.
Oh, I remember Don Bowles.
Yeah, you do. He's a Mystic artist. And as soon as that girl, it looked like a setup, because as soon as that girl took a drink, these cops pulled out their guns. They were undercover, and they made everybody put our hands on the bar and wrote, I think Top Jimmy was tending bar that night, one of those two nights, and he got a ticket for $500, and Michael got a ticket for $500, and that second one's the one that closed us down. But we kept doing shows anyway. I know Kathy Sahagan, from the waitress down there, she helped him put together some shows. And the last show that I officially booked was Angry Samoans, Detox, and the Mentors. And then I stepped out. Yeah, it was great. It was great. And David Lee Roth brought down his MTV crew and filmed the show as well. And then we had a big flower fight in the kitchen after Detox came off, and there was flour everywhere.
Oh, flour. I thought you meant like a frozen in the ground. You mean like the powder flour?
Yeah, because the cafe was a kitchen right there. There was a kitchen right there upstairs in the back, you know. We used to serve food for people at different things and stuff, you know. And somebody, it's funny because I met a girl on Facebook about a year ago, and she remembered that night, and she remarked about things that only someone who actually could have been there would know, like when the flour was getting, thrown back and forth, you know, how it made this little thin mist all over the counter. It's like, yeah, you were there. Nobody could have known that unless they were actually there. And then Raji's opened up, and Dobbs took over that. Dobbs was the bartender
downstairs.
Didn't
Dobbs work for cafe?
Dobbs used to book a lot of shows at the cafe, and bartend. And I actually knew him before he went to work at the cafe. He was my neighbor. I lived on Verdugo Road in L.A., Glendale it turns into Glendale in L.A., down by San Fernando Road where I used to live.
Yeah.
And he was my next-door neighbor. He was a taxi driver.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was a taxi driver.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really fun.
I find it very interesting that, you know, when people like you and me are involved in basically the making of history, at the time, you don't really realize it. You just think, oh, these are a bunch of kids and they're good, but it's like, you know, they're just out there doing their thing, and you don't really realize that in the future that's going to be, like, really big. I mean, all those bands that these kids nowadays are worshiping, we were around when they were nobody. I remember when NoFX, when we first sang NoFX,
you're breaking up on your cell phone, Mark. Well, we have another caller who just called in from, looks like Nardcore Land. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Candace, this is Kevin from COA.
Oh, Kevin, you did it again. You're so late. We have 30 seconds left on this show, and then we're going to start back up in about 30 minutes with Doug Moody and everybody else. But I saw that you got stuck on the train. It's not your fault.
I just rolled in from Santa Barbara. Pretty bad scene up there.
Well, I've been playing a lot of your songs, and it's time to sign off. The clock is clicking 3, 2, 1. So can you join us back at 12 o'clock?
You betcha.
Okay, that should be able to give you some time to unwind, because I know you got stuck on the train. And we have Mystic Mark on the line here. He was just talking about how him and I have both been working with Mystic over 30 years, and his phone was kind of breaking up. Are you back there with us, Mark?
Can you hear it now?
Yeah,
I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, sometimes it goes into the cell phone, sometimes it goes in, sometimes it goes out. You know?
Right.
But, I was just saying, you're a witness to history. You don't always know that it's history. You just are around and things are going on. Mystic was always crowded. I mean, there were always people walking in and out, and it was just crazy over there. You know, I mean, Doug had to actually sleep there a lot of times because it was just so crowded all the time, and got tired, he had to punk out. He had his own little room in there and stuff. It was really something. I mean, it was a zoo, but it was fun. You know, it was like a fun zoo. It was, and the bathrooms at Mystic were notorious because it was so dirty, and everyone put their graffiti. I think one of the records, I don't remember which one it was, we actually took a bunch of pictures of all the graffiti in the bathrooms. We put it on the cover of one of the records because it was notorious. I mean, everybody knew.
Oh, that's the 20 bands compilation. Yes.
Probably, yeah. And we just took and it was interesting because it's like, see, Doug always kind of knew what would be good, because, like, when we were moving out of Mystic, he said, before we move out, let's just take pictures of the bathrooms, because someone's going to want to know that. sure enough, we do. And then, you know, it's part of the Mystic history. It's part of what's so storied about Mystic, you know, because all the bands used to put the graffiti on the walls, and it's almost like it, you know, like an old Hollywood thing. Movie stars writing on the walls.
Yeah, and it's like, fun to look back over pictures like that. It is. I wish we had more pictures at the Cafe de Grand, but Video Lewis has a lot of video clips, you know.
Yeah. And I remember also, Doug has a lot of, because, you know, we had an answering machine. Cause we were always running around, and Doug and Phil were always in the studio all the time. So, and Doug was running around picking up parts, or, you know, parts of the doing different things. He basically ran the whole print company, all the in and outs he was doing. And so, we were basically always going crazy, and we had just an answering machine. And there were like all. If you think of any Mystic band you loved, we have their voices on.
You're breaking up again.
They had all kinds of stuff on, like all kinds of recordings of all the famous the groups that kids love. All of them called in. We have still has all the cassettes of all that. So I mean, one day I told them, just for that, or stick them in records as their price or something.
Yes, I know, and I've been trying to look for different things that people have asked me for that they know they recorded over the years, and basically, you know, it's just a matter of baking them. But, you know, we're officially out of time. Anybody who was listening live, we're not live anymore. It's still being recorded, but we're not live, but... Anyway, just thought I'd let you guys know that.
Candace,
I set the clock for
a
certain amount of time. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, what time did you want me to call back?
Call back in at 12 o'clock, and we'll restart the show again, in about, I don't know, 20, 25 minutes. Doug was going to come on, and he hasn't made it yet, so we'll just resume it at 12 o'clock, and I set the board for an hour. I'll set it for 2 hours. Because when the time goes out, that's it. It's gone. So anyway, I will be putting this up on YouTube so that people get to hear the entire show that we started today. And
okay.
I thank you, Mark, for coming on, and Kevin of COA. And is there anything else you guys would like to say before we sign off? Mark, you first.
No, just have a happy New Year, everybody. It's, you know, we got a bozo in the White House, so things are going to stay funny.
Yeah, they are. And how about you, Kevin?
I'd just like to keep all those people in Santa Barbara in our thoughts and prayers, because it's a disaster up there. So
it's terrible. I know. All right. Well,
yeah,
we will be
I've
back
been up there
with...
for a week. So I'll talk to you in about a half hour, Candace.
Okay. We'll be back with everybody in half an hour. And don't forget to party or go home. See you next time.
All right.
Bye.
Say bye.
Bye.
Bye.